Thank you, Peter. Shops and pubs feature in our last batch of news on this first part of Chatterbox. The judges for the award for the Great British High Street visited the city, and it is hoped that the success of Knowledge Lens project, which won a year or so ago, can be emulated. But then we have complaints that the pigeons at the market ruin some of the trade, and there are two more local pubs which face closure.
The passion of local businesses for Norwich impressed upon the Great British High Street judges as they visited the city on a reconnaissance mission. The Castle Arcade District of Norwich is up against Derby's Cathedral Quarter and Bristol in the city category of the competition, which was won by Norwich Lanes in 2014. And the Norwich bid team took Judge Ed Cook, Chief Executive of Revo, on a tour of the area yesterday. While the public vote is worth 50% of the eventual score, the remaining half of the result will be decided by the judges. Stefan Gurney, director of Norwich Bid, issued a rallying call to back the campaign. "We are neck and neck with Derby, and I think it's hugely important everyone gets online and pushes Norwich on," he said. "It is a 50-50 split between the popular vote and the judges' vote, and we want to be first with both."
Staff and customers of a city pub are rallying together to protect it from closure. There are fears that the windmill on Knox Road could shut after its owners announced plan to sell the site. Green King Brewery has already secured planning permission from Norwich City Council to build 9 homes on its car park, and the company has said that the pub's continued operation would be a matter for any prospective buyers. But customers are now looking to ensure that their local stays open by getting it listed as an asset of community value. The pub only reopened to the public last year following an extensive refurbishment and was taken on by landlords Felix and Lisa Snell. New plans for the site, which were approved by the City Council last week, would see its current access from Plumstead Road closed off. Its large car park would also be vastly reduced to just 8 spaces, with 9 new homes built on the remaining land.
2 centuries of history of the Kett's Tavern looks certain to have come to an end as the opportunity for community to reclaim the building has passed. The pub on Kett's Hill, latterly known as Virtuoso, has been given planning permission to be turned into flats and was put on the market for around £350,000 towards the end of last year. The Norwich and Norfolk branch of Camera successfully listed the building as an asset of community value on July the 29th in an attempt to safeguard its future as a pub. But a 6-week interim moratorium for expressions of interest in buying the building expired last month, meaning community bids can no longer be accepted for 18 months. Neil Bowers, Pub Protection Officer for Norwich and Norfolk Camera, said there had been interested parties and he was disappointed they had not been taken further. "It is disappointing from a Camera point of view to see such a well-known pub lost, and it is a shame nobody could come forward to save it in the end," he said.
An influx of pigeons is being blamed for driving customers away from stalls on Norwich Market. Richard Lovett, who has owned Reggie's Tea Stall in Row E for 13 years and is on the Norwich Market Traders Association committee, said not enough was being done to tackle the pest problem. "We raise this issue every time at meetings with the council, with possible solutions to no avail," said Mr. Lovett. "The last we heard, the council said they were going to speak to 2 different pest controllers, but killing them is not an option." He said the canopies above the market, which were designed to open and close, based on the weather, meant the pigeons could get in easier. He added the canopies had been cleaned recently, but that the pigeons had since made a mess on them again, and that even though when the market was overhauled, the stalls in general were improved, the old stalls had been better at keeping the birds out. "We're losing customers every day. The council say they're going to look into it, but nothing is being done. At the same time, we are trying to promote the market and get people to come on here, and this is not helping."
Many Norwich residents may fondly remember the Mitre Pub, a landmark pub on Earlham Road since the 1930s. After being used for various business ventures, the pub has now found a new purpose as a cafe and community hub. The pub has been bought by the neighbouring St Thomas Church. The Reverend Ian Dibble said, "We bought it last Christmas with the help of donations from our fantastic congregation. We want to create a sense of community in the area, and this is the ideal spot." The hard graft of bringing the pub into a new era is the work of volunteers in the parish and students at the St Edmund's Society, an organisation which helps young people who are disillusioned with the education system back onto a career path. The Mitre Pub building is due to open in its new form during next year's Easter holidays.
A city car park was filled with more than 100 people sleeping rough for the night to raise awareness about homelessness. The Norwich Sleepout saw the young and old brave the elements to experience some of the hardships faced by those without a home. And with little more than a sleeping bag for comfort, it proved to be an eye-opening experience for the 114 people taking part. The challenge was organised by the Benjamin Foundation and took place at the Marsh Car Park on Queen's Road. It was the biggest sleepout event the charity had ever organised, and money raised will go towards its work with vulnerable young adults across Norfolk. Tony Ing, Chief Executive of the Benjamin Foundation, said the charity would be organising another sleepout in 2017.
Well, that's all from Brian and myself. Now we'll hand over to Jane and Robin for part two of Chatterbox.